Hi, this is Shannon Talbot, and this month I'm bringing you some tips and tricks to get back into healthier routines. The fall season can bring many emotions: excitement, anxiety, sadness, comfort, relief. Some of you may have overindulged this summer or let your routines take a break. Some of you or your kids may be starting a new endeavor, and some of you may be feeling bored or lonely as nothing in your routine changes. You might be looking to get back on track and maintain some consistency in routines. You might be looking to try new things so that you don't feel so bored or lonely. Or perhaps you're looking for a confidence boost to get you through the next challenge you're facing. Whatever scenario you're in, here are some tips to help make the transition into fall a little bit easier. Number one, revisit your priorities and come up with your top 3 to 5 for the fall, personally and professionally. What areas in your life do you want to focus on the most? And when I say want to, I mean want to versus should, because we all know it's pretty hard to follow through on something we don't want. Write down those 3 to 5 priorities. Number two, what will focusing on these priorities do for you? Why are they important? And are those strong enough motivators to actually see you follow through on them? That's the key here, is really picking motivating factors that are going to get you through the tough days. Number three, what small step can you take this week that aligns with your priorities, and when are you going to take it? Perhaps you've been eating a lot of junk this summer or drinking too much alcohol. How about choosing one day this week where you'll eat healthier and drink less? Once you have that step under control, add another and another. Small, manageable steps, aka baby steps, are vital to sustaining any change long term. Number four, who can be your accountability buddy? Who can you tell your plans to that will provide both tough love and cheerleading? Tell them your plans, ask them to check in with you, admit when you're falling off the wagon so they can help get you back on. And number five, cut yourself some slack. Research shows it can take 66 days for a new habit to stick. So be patient with yourself and know you'll fall off the wagon, as we all do. Just remember to get back up and try again, and remember your motivating factors. Hi, this is Shannon Talbot. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Life Matters podcast, right here in Focal Point E News.